Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday, October 9, 2015. All the geek without the wait. Dear God, this day is finally here. Hello, good morning, and how the hell are you? We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and all kinds of places. You might even listen to this show. So thank you. So the folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that's going to have an epic weekend, that there is Saucy. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Damn right. What happened, yo?
1855, the sewing machine motor was patented by Isaac M. Singer.
1872, Aaron Montgomery began the mail order business. The first catalog was one page long.
1876, the first two-way telephone conversation occurred over outdoor wires.
Before, they were just indoor wires. 1917, Clarence Saunders of Memphis, Tennessee, was awarded a patent for a self-service method of operating a food store, the first supermarket. Supermarkets are patented.
1922, President Harding established Fire Prevention Week.
1936, Boulder Dam in Nevada began transmitting electricity to Los Angeles.
1946, the Simmons Company began making the first electric blankets. They sold for $39.50.
That's a lot of damn money back then. 1973, Elvis and Priscilla Presley ended their six-year marriage with a divorce in Santa Monica. I told myself I wouldn't cry.
1985, Yoko Ono dedicated Strawberry Fields, a 2.5-acre garden memorial, to John Lennon in New York City's Central Park.
1986, Fox debuted as a broadcast network with The Late Show, starring Joan Rivers in Late Night.
1989, the official Soviet news agency TASS reported that the unidentified flying object, complete with a trio of tall aliens, had visited a park in the city of Voronezh.
Of course they
Voronezh.
Did.
Voronezh. Voronezh.
1992, a meteorite landed in the driveway of the Knapp residence in Peekskill, New York, destroying the family's 1980 Chevrolet Malibu.
2006, North Korea allegedly tested its first nuclear device.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. Birthdays?
Jodell Micah Ferland is 21, Bree Tanner in the Twilight movies.
Tyler James Williams is 23, Chris on Everybody Hates Chris, and died a horrible death in Walking Dead. Spoilers.
Spencer Grammer, 32, Casey Cartwright on Greek.
Zachary Ty Bryan is 34, that's Brad on Home Improvement.
Brandon Roth is 36, Superman in The Superman Returns.
He's the Adam and Arrow. He's one of the evil ex-boyfriends in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Randy Spelling is 37, Aaron Spelling's son, and Ryan on Beverly Hills 90210.
Nick Swardson is 39, Terry Bernardino on Reno 911, Bucky Larson in Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star, and Kenny and That's My Boy.
Well, they listed at least one good thing. Sean Lennon is 40, John Lennon's son, and a musician.
I hope that was Reno 911.
Damn right it was.
Right. Steve Burns is 42, hosted Blue's Clues.
Aaron Daniels is also 42, Dana Fairbanks on The L Word, and Maya on 1 Hour Photo.
Sheila Kelly is 54, Gwen Taylor on L.A. Law, and Dr. Charlotte Charlie Bennett Hayes on Sisters.
Scott Bakula, 61, Captain Archer on Enterprise, Dr. Beckett on Quantum Leap.
Tony Shalhoub is 62, Fred Kwan in Galaxy Quest, and Antonio Scarpese on Wings. He was also Monk in Monk.
Robert Wall is 64. Arliss on Arliss. Newbaum in Hollywood Nights. Larry in Bull Durham. Alexander Knox in Batman, the Tim Burton one.
Richard Chaves is 64. Lieutenant Colonel Paul Ironhorse on War of the Worlds.
Fivish Finkel is 93. Harvey in Boston Public. Douglas Wamba on Picket Fences and in the amazing remake of Fantasy Island.
1940, John Lennon, singer and songwriter, took from us way too early by a coward.
Yes, indeed. Born 1891, Otto Schering, founder of the Curtis Candy Company, he invented the Babe Ruth candy bar. Sure. That was the Baby Ruth. Whatever.
Tonight on ABC, Last Man Standing, Dr. Ken, Shark Tank, and 2020, all new episodes.
All on CBS, new episodes of Amazing Race, Hawaii Five-0, and Blue Bloods.
Undateable, the premiere on NBC, as well as Dateline NBC.
Hey, look, on Fox, they're rerunning the last episode of Minority Report and Scream Queens.
The premiere of Rain and a new episode of America's Next Top Model on the CW.
ABC Family is showing Beastly, if you remember that film at all.
New episode of My Haunted House on A&E.
On Disney Channel, new episodes of Jesse and Girl Meets World.
New episode of Tanked on Animal Planet.
New episode of Trip Tank on Comedy Central.
Vice on Cinemax.
On FX, Ice Age, Continental Drift.
Roadhouse on CMT.
FXX, The Simpsons of Spring Break, and the one where Bart gets blamed for an Easter prank.
New episode of Bering Sea Gold on Discovery Channel.
FXM with the Better Than You Think It Would Be, The Watch.
Next Friday on Encore.
Bravo with the Not As Good As It Should Be, Men in Black 2.
American Sniper on HBO.
IFC Independent Film Channel has a Nightmare on Elm Street marathon going. They're doing like all of them.
The premiere of True Monsters on History Channel.
BBC America, Princess Bride.
Death by Gossip with Wendy Williams. This is the finale on ID.
Oh no, Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of Z Nation and Continuum.
Tonight on National Geographic, World's Weirdest Mutants.
Turner Classic Movies, The Beast with Five Fingers.
St. Vincent on Showcase, gotta record that.
TV Land, My Cousin Vinny, but we're going to be watching The Chiller Network because a man-eating tiger terrorizes a young woman and her autistic brother during a hurricane. Brianna Evigan and Garrett Dillahunt star in Burning Bright.
You got mail, baby.
Indeed we do. Hello, Mr. Spell and the GRD crew. The real estate agent shows up in the new season. You called it, Mr. Flynn. This season looks like it's going to be even more everything compared to all the previous. I would not stay there, not at that hotel. Hearing you talk about Scorpion, I watched from the beginning, and I agree, it just might be the smartest show on TV. And that's from Rob. So thank you so much for that, Rob. And we also have a lot of emails because people sent in their entries in the Arrow contest that we were doing. So we're not going to go over all the entries, but here's just a few of them. Tommy said, greetings, GRD. I will admit I don't have any real moment with the Emerald Archer, so I know it doesn't count, and I'm fine with that. But I have seen YouTube videos with the great John Berryman, which have been discussion of Arrow outtakes, and they were hilarious. Michael says that his favorite moment of Green Arrow is anytime Stephen Amell does Salmon Ladders. No, but I mean absolutely yes, but no. My favorite show last year was The Flash, and I was giddy when they introduced Barry Allen on Arrow. The crossovers were nice.
Yay.
It helped the tone. He owes Arrow for bringing the best version of The Flash to TV. So there's that. Bernie wrote in to say that his favorite memory of Arrow was watching the first episode with his brothers, all big fans, so that was really cool of them all to get together. Anna said, the time when he did that thing?
It's my favorite.
That was awesome. But no, our winner is going to be Hello Gang. I have been a big fan of your show for several years. Oh, that's not the reason we did that. I can't remember the exact year I started listening, but I do recall Jabba left messages quite frequently back then. Dear God, that was years ago. My favorite Green Arrow moment goes back to the first comic book I ever remember picking up. It was Green Lantern Green Arrow 115 from 1979. Ever since then, Green Lantern has always been my favorite superhero, and Green Arrow has been way up on that list as another favorite. So his favorite moment is getting him into comic books to start with and finding his character, but one he can still appreciate because they crossed over quite a bit. So that is from Scott, who AKAs himself as Zalarian. So I will get your information to you, sir, and I will get that to you. And thank you, everybody who entered. And sorry if we didn't read yours. And that's awesome. But if you'd like to drop a note, please do. Keep in mind, we're taking a little bit of a break. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. God, how long did all that take? Jeez. That's why I read and paused so I could stop between them. Let's play something short. So we'll go get everything else we need and come back and wrap this whole thing up.
But then again, all good things must come to an end.
Or do they? Two lifelong Star Trek fans boldly explore all aspects of the Star Trek universe each week on the All Good Things Star Trek podcast.
From the deep philosophical issues underlying the Trek universe and philosophy to our favorite episodes, we discuss anything and everything Star Trek.
Download episodes at allgoodthings.podbean.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. The All Good Things Star Trek podcast, boldly going where no podcast has gone before.
Hey, you're geeking out on Geek Radio Daily with Nicole DeBoer.
That's a good place to be, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Geek Radio Daily, yes, indeed, you are here in our Finally Frackin' Friday episode, so let's talk about some of your plans for the weekend.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Indeed they do. Sometimes they get made. What's coming out, yo?
Pan, the action-adventure fall movie. This is a Joe Wright film with Levi Miller, Hugh Jackman, and Garrett Hedlund. This is basically a prequel to Peter Pan.
How it all happened. Sweet. Steve Jobs is out today. This is the Danny Boyle film with Michael Fassbender, Kate Winslet, and Seth Rogen. It's basically the Steve Jobs movie that is not the one with Ashton Kutcher.
Eli Roth's Knock Knock with Keanu Reeves.
Who's there?
Lorenza Izzo and Anna de Armas. It's about a devoted husband and father. He's left at home for the weekend. Two stranded young women unexpectedly knock on his door for help. It's a mystery suspense.
Dun, dun, dun. The Final Girls is in limited release. It's a horror comedy with Malin Ackerman and Adam Devine from Workaholics. A young woman grieving the loss of her mother, a famous scream queen from the 1980s, finds herself pulled into the world of her mom's most famous movie, and reunited, the woman must fight off the film's maniacal killer. That sounds very interesting, and I'll have to check that out at some point.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Marvel is announcing some of their Phase 3 stuff. Ant-Man is getting a sequel. And that's awesome because Ant-Man was awesome. Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly will be back for Ant-Man and the Wasp. Ooh. Now, what's interesting about that is it is a sequel. It is going to be part of, like I said, a Phase 3. They have announced the dates of three more films, but not what the films themselves are. So, who knows? But May 1st, 2020, July 10th, 2020, and November 6th, 2020 will be three who-the-hell-knows-what movies from Marvel.
So far this year, we've seen a Jeep Cherokee remotely hacked and run off the road, a Corvette hijacked through an insurance issue, and a Tesla Model S shut down in the middle of a drive. Well, the Canadian military don't want, like, these issues. So they are going to be paying somebody $825,000 if they can hack.
They can pay me?
Their new vehicle.
Okay.
So they're trying to find weaknesses. So far, only a single numbered company has declared its interest on the bidding site. That might have something to do with the dollar figure. Chris Velasisk, who was one of the researchers involved in the Jeep hack, told CBC that it's on the low end of the pay scale for the type of work. Whatever. $825,000 is not enough.
So don't even bother with that then. In fact, what you should do is buy the Harry Potter book series all over again, especially if you have a Mac of some sorts, because the Apple iBook store will be selling enhanced editions in 32 countries of the Harry Potter series. Now, what makes these enhanced is that they, you know how the books, sometimes you have the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will have little animations in the book.
Fuck that.
Also, it's going to be annotated by J.K. Rowling with all kind of interesting factoids that only she knows since she created it. But yeah, if you have any kind of Apple device, then you'll be able to buy this for what, the 20th, 30th time?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So evidence is mounting that your morning cup of coffee could come with a side of permanent lung damage for the people who roast their beans in-house. An investigative report and several preliminary studies point to the production of a volatile chemical called diacetyl. This is the molecule that gives butter its characteristic taste, but it's not good when it gets into your lungs. So I've learned from this thus far that you should not snort butter. So the CDC limits the amount of, like, harmful things that you can, like, buy at a grocery store or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do with this. They're going to be like, you're not allowed to buy whole bean coffee that's not roasted.
That's strange.
Or something. I mean, I don't know how they'd be able to do that.
It's like the haggis of coffee.
Pretty much.
Okay. So Terry Gilliam was doing a Q&A to promote his new autobiography, Gilliam-esque, a pre-posthumous memoir, and he was asked about his future in television because he has signed a deal with Amazon that lets him try to bring back The Man Who Killed Don Quixote and The Defective Detectives, something he's been working on for a while. But in this Q&A, he also said that he's working on a TV series based on Time Bandits, another based on a script by Richard LaGraviance, and then I wrote it after The Fisher King, called The Defective Detective, and he goes on to describe it about how a New York cop was once a hero who's grown fat and cynical. It's a child's fantasy, but now you're in the real world where killing a dragon, you don't use a gun, but you use a tree branch. Anyway, the thing is, he talks about this other show, but he mentions Time Bandits. This is an amazing film from 1981 that so many of us love, and he just sort of breezed by that. So everybody, if you know Terry Gilliam, hound him, please, because we have to know who's going to be playing the Supreme Being this time around. And if you're going to reunite the cast, GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 State 3.0 license. Sean Connery could come back. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick up the app. It's always a fun time. Throw us some change if you feel like it. But most importantly, drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Now, like we said, we're taking ourselves a bit of a break, but we'll still be on Facebook, we'll still be on Twitter, we'll still be talking. You just won't have to listen to us. And really, isn't that for the best? See you on the other side.
Blah, 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 blah.
That was lame.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
I hate you,
Clay. Good night, everybody.
Explain everything, sir. It's not as bad as it looks. We just borrowed the map and sort of got rather happy about it and ran off in high spirits.
Who are you?
That's not him. It didn't sound like him, did it?
It doesn't even look like him.
It isn't him.
Let's get him!